says,
praise the Lord.
Kindly wave to me and greet me, praise the Lord.
My name is Bishop Nathan Kiamanywa from Uganda, very far away from here. Took us over 17 hours to fly here. I bring you greetings from my wife. I bring you greetings from my church, the clergy, and all the people in the Diocese of Bunyoro Butiara Diocese. And I want to thank your rector, Father Milton Black, who kindly invited me to come and share the word of God with you today. Thank you, Father Milton. And also I want to thank your parish, which generously contributed to the funds that flew us here. I came with my other brother, Reverend Canon Sam Kahuma, who is not with me this morning. He's preaching at St. Mark's. Reverend Canon, who has been unable to come because we wanted to share, I be here and he goes to St. Mark's, has been elected to succeed me as bishop in the very near future. In fact, he will be consecrated bishop on the 4th of December as I take my early retirement. I was given three texts. I chose to preach from one of them, and this is Joel that we have read. Joel did his work of prophecy in Judah, and at the time when Joel prophesied, Judah had become so prosperous, so wealthy. But their wealth and their prosperity led them to be complacent, and it led them to take God for granted because of the comfort of life. They had turned to self-centeredness and idolatry. Therefore, God sent Joel to warn them that this kind of lifestyle would inevitably bring down God's judgment. When people are in that condition, their physical and moral senses are dulled down, making them oblivious of sin. The situation in Judah, which precipitated the message of Joel, should be a lesson for us all to learn wherever we live, whether in America, whether in Uganda. We should always look at the prosperity and the wealth as a blessing from God. The people of Judah failed to see that. The people of Judah failed to know that. And consequently, they were taken in captivity. We must never let material abundance hinder our spiritual readiness. Instead, material abundance should and must appeal to our generosity and gratitude to God by turning to Him. Today is your stewardship Sunday, so I am told. May I, using these words of Joel, join you in thanking God, who has blessed us with life. Life is a gift. May I join you in thanking God for keeping us and protecting us from all sorts of dangers. I know many of us go through different experiences, but I know for believers, whatever experiences we go through, the Lord is always with us. And therefore, as you pledge, let your pledge be a reflection, thanking God for what He means to you, for what He has done for you, and for what He will do for you. I have three challenges that I want to put across for us as we pledge for our giving for next year, 2017. Those two examples are David, King David. That is the first example. And the second example is King Solomon. These men, they were kings. We are not kings, but we are children of the king. We are children of the king. Therefore, we are princesses, princes and princesses. King David, in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24, for those of you who don't mind opening there, in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24, this is what happened. But the king replied to Arauna, "No, I insist on paying you for it. I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing." King David had gone up to offer a sacrifice, and one of his subjects decided to offer everything to King David for him to offer to the Lord. Free, the cows, the firewood, the place, he never rented it to him, he never leased it to him, he said, everything for you is free. Now, King David did not see any value in offering a gift which had not cost him anything. He refused, he declined the gift. Some would see it as being rude, but that shows you the depth of gratitude that David had to thank his God. As you make your pledges, I urge you to pledge with the attitude that David had. Pledge until it pays. This may mean many things, but whatever it takes, join David in saying, "I will not offer unto my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing." God is not interested in leftovers. He's interested in giving him something of value. The second example of King Solomon. King Solomon, after King David, King Solomon went also to offer. He has also a lesson for us. And this is what he says. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." I want us to note here that it was only after King Solomon had offered 1,000 offerings that the Lord came in the night and said, "Now that you have done this, now ask for whatever you want." I'm not going to go into the story of what he asked for, but I want us to see how King Solomon triggered God's heart to say, ask for whatever you want. The secret here is that Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings. He gave in abundance. He gave in abundance. As you make your offerings, your pledges, make pledges in abundance. The last, but not least, is in Proverbs chapter 23. In Proverbs chapter 23, there is another type of offering that I want us to consider this morning. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. My son, I am using the New International Version. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes keep to my ways. My son, if I put my daughter, give me your heart, and let your eyes keep to my ways. Stewardship in its real essence. Stewardship to God. We want to talk about money, we want to talk about time, we want to talk about the amounts, we want to talk about whatever. But the core of stewardship is to give your life to God. And this is what he's talking about here. Because when you do that, then he enters you. He will know your finances. He will know your challenges. He will know how you use your time. He will know your health. He will know your entire life. You will not need to tell him, I don't have money or I have money. You will not need to tell him, I have strength or I don't have strength, because he will already be in you and you in him. Therefore, as you pledge, one, pledge until it pays. Two, pledge in abundance. Three, above all that, pledge your life to him. The Lord be with you. Amen.